All right, so today we're diving into President-elect Trump's claim about a deal with Mexico's new president.
Claudia Sheinbaum.
Claudia Sheinbaum, right? A deal, he says, will effectively close the border.
Big claim.
Big claim. We've got articles from American Greatness and AP News for this one.
Oh, interesting. So we've got, you know, opposite ends of the political spectrum there.
Exactly. Two sides of the same coin.
Yeah. That's going to be fascinating to see how they frame this.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a good one.
Definitely highlights the importance of checking multiple sources, right?
Yeah.
To get that full picture.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So both articles say, yeah, there was a phone call between Trump and Sheinbaum.
Okay.
But what do they actually agree on?
Yeah, that's where the details get a little bit, well,
murky.
Murky.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Trump says Sheinbaum agreed to just stop migration through Mexico entirely.
Wow.
Effectively closing the border. But then you read the AP article and they highlight Sheinbaum's statement, which focuses more on Mexico's existing strategy.
You know, they're saying that these migrant caravans aren't reaching the U.S. border because Mexico was already handling them.
So is this a new agreement or just more of what's already happening?
Right. It's tough to say American Greatness. They're really playing this up as a win for Trump.
Huge win.
Like this massive victory. But then AP is saying it's basically business as usual.
It makes you wonder.
Really does. It all comes down to understanding the biases of each source, right?
Oh, for sure.
American Greatness. They're going to present it as a Trump victory no matter what.
Obviously.
While AP might be trying to downplay it, the truth is probably somewhere in between.
Yeah, probably in the gray area somewhere. Now, here's something that really stood out to me. American Greatness makes no mention of the tariffs.
Oh, right. The tariffs Trump was threatening to put on Mexico and Canada?
Exactly. But AP brings them up.
Interesting.
And suggests they might have, you know, influenced the conversation.
Yeah, those tariffs are a key piece of this puzzle.
For sure.
I mean, remember, Mexico's economy is tied very closely to the U.S. So when Trump threatens a 25% tax on everything they send over.
That's huge.
It has a real impact.
So did Sheinbaum agree to something just to avoid those tariffs?
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like a big detail for American Greatness to leave out.
Yeah, it does make you think. And AP even quotes Mexico's economy minister, who's warning about how much those tariffs could hurt American companies, too.
Oh, wow.
And American jobs. So it's not just Mexico that would feel the pain.
Wow, that adds a whole other layer.
It does. It's complicated.
Now, American Greatness brings up Texas Governor Abbott's razor wire barriers.
Uh-huh.
And how he sued the Biden administration over cutting them.
Yeah, and the court just ruled in Texas's favor.
Exactly. So what's the connection to this Trump-Mexico phone call?
Well, it seems like they're trying to link that court ruling to the call with Sheinbaum. Like, it's all part of this, you know, big shift in border security policy.
I see.
But they don't come right out and say that. They just kind of put those two things next to each other.
And imply a connection.
Exactly. Let the reader fill in the blanks.
Gotcha. Meanwhile, AP focuses on the fact that border apprehensions have actually been going down under Biden.
Interesting.
They even say it's partly because of Mexican vigilance.
Huh. So two very different takes.
Definitely makes you think about all the different factors involved, right?
Absolutely. Border security is not a simple issue. It's not just one thing causing another.
No, it's complicated.
To say that the drop in apprehensions is all because of Mexico or all because of Trump.
Right.
That's way too simplistic.
Oversimplifying it. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a much bigger picture here. It's a good reminder to be a little skeptical, right? Especially when you see these bold claims.
Yeah.
Especially when they fit so neatly with, you know, a certain agenda.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And speaking of things that fit a certain agenda, both articles mention fentanyl being discussed in this call.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
It is American Greatness. It says Trump and Sheinbaum talked about stopping the flow of drugs.
Okay.
While AP says that Sheinbaum emphasized Mexico's efforts to, you know, prevent fentanyl consumption.
So they both acknowledge the crisis, but they frame it in different ways.
It's subtle, but it makes you think about how they're each approaching the problem.
Yeah.
American Greatness seems to be focusing on the supply side.
Yeah.
Cutting off the source.
Oh.
And AP is highlighting the demand side.
Interesting. Which approach is more effective?
I don't know.
Or do you need both?
Right.
And did they even discuss concrete actions? It makes you wonder.
Yeah, what were the actual specifics of that conversation? Here's another interesting contrast. AP points out that migration numbers were already going down before this phone call.
Before the call.
Yeah, and they say it's partly because of what Mexico was already doing.
Huh. That's a different spin than what you see in American greatness.
Yeah, they're using that invasion language.
Oh, right.
The really strong words.
It's amazing how just the words they use can paint such different pictures.
It really is. American greatness is using this alarmist language, you know, playing on fear and anxiety.
Yeah.
But AP is more, you know, focused on the data presenting a more measured view.
Makes you wonder if American greatness is trying to create this sense of urgency.
Like a crisis that needs a strong leader.
And who's that strong leader?
Trump. It's like they're setting him up to come in and save the day.
It's classic political maneuvering, right?
Yeah.
Using an issue to push a certain agenda.
For sure.
Yeah.
So looking at all of this, what can we really say about this phone call? Is the border actually going to close?
I doubt it.
You do.
It seems more symbolic than anything. A lot of political posturing.
Makes sense.
Trump wants to look strong and in control, you know, especially for his supporters who are worried about immigration.
Right. And Sheinbaum, she has to walk this fine line.
Exactly. She needs to cooperate with the U.S. for economic reasons.
Yeah.
But she can't look weak either.
Especially with Trump's history of using tariffs as a weapon.
Exactly. It's like a game of chess.
High stakes. And we're just watching the opening moves.
So what happens next? Any guesses?
Well, I'm curious about those tariffs. What do you think? Will Trump actually go through with them? Good question. Neither article really addresses that.
Mm.
Maybe this was just the first step in a bigger negotiation.
Could be. Maybe he's using the tariffs as leverage.
To get what he wants from Mexico.
It's possible. Remember, we're only seeing a small piece of this whole thing.
Right. The border situation is constantly changing.
So many factors at play.
It's like a drama unfolding in real time.
And we're all waiting for the next act.
Okay, so for our listener who's been with us this whole time, what's the big takeaway here?
Don't believe everything you read.
Especially
those big, bold claims.
Especially the ones that fit perfectly with someone's political goals.
Exactly. Look for the specifics. Are they giving you details or just vague promises?
And always think about who's saying it.
What's their motivation?
Are they trying to inform you, persuade you, or manipulate you?
Good questions to ask yourself.
Yeah.
Now, here's something else to consider. We've been talking about the politics, but what about the people?
Oh, the human side of it.
Yeah. The migrants, the families, the border communities. How are they affected by all of this?
That's a good point. Their stories often get lost in all the political noise.
And those are the stories we need to pay attention to.
We need to understand the human impact.
To make sure our policies are just and compassionate.
Yeah, it's easy to forget about the people when you're focused on the politics.
It's crucial to remember, though. You know, their lives are being shaped by these decisions.
Absolutely. So as we follow this story, what should we be watching for?
Well, keep an eye on the impact on asylum seekers. How are they being treated? What's happening to them?
Yeah.
And what about the economic effects? You know, the cross-border trade, the communities on both sides of the border. How will they be affected?
It feels like we're just at the beginning of this whole thing.
Oh, yeah. This could go in so many directions.
Real.
Think about it. This could affect everything from U.S.-Mexico relations to the global fight against drug trafficking.
Wow. So this could have ripple effects way beyond just the border.
Absolutely. What seems like an isolated event can have huge consequences.
That's a good reminder that everything is connected.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to stay informed.
Yeah.
You know, question what you hear.
And have those conversations.
Exactly. Engage in thoughtful dialogue. Try to understand different perspectives.
This deep dive has been really insightful.
It has. I always enjoy unpacking these complex issues with you.
Me too.
And to our listener, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
We hope this has sparked your curiosity.
And inspired you to keep digging deeper.
Seek out those different perspectives.
Question everything.
And form your own conclusions.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning.
And keep diving deep.